All right. Let's talk about Wikidata and Wiktionary for a bit. We have been hearing from Sandra about Wikidata and Commons getting closer together, and I'm going to talk about Wikidata and Wiktionary getting closer together, specifically supporting lexicographical data in Wikidata. What's the problem we are actually trying to solve with lexicographical data on Wikidata? Right now, Wiktionary is a treasure chest, right? That that is very hard to get to. It's hard to understand the templates and structures that are used for new people and machines. It's very hard to work together between different Wiktionaries and share workload across language barriers or project barriers. And the data that is in Wiktionary is very hard to get to for machines and usable and accessible for reuse. Let's look at some specifics. In total, Wiktionary gets about 2.6 million hits per day. And a large part of that is on English Wiktionary. Now, if you look at the number of articles, in total, there's 27.8 million articles on all the Wiktionaries, but English only has 5.2 of those. So there's a bit of a mismatch between what people expect to find and what we can provide. Or if you look here, this graph basically says that most words are only described on one Wiktionary. So again, we're not giving people access to the information that we probably should be giving them. Then we can take a look at the people who actually contribute. So in total, active Wiktionarians, about 1,028. A large part of that, again, on English Wiktionary. And very active Wiktionarians, so the people who make 100 edits or more a month, that's still a lot on English, but proportionally, it is not even. And this was the statistics that really shocked me when I looked them up, right? Of the 149 Wiktionaries that we have, 66 of them have not been active in the last 3 months. How can that be? that is sad, and that is something we should change. So the other thing, people are really looking for access to that data that Wiktionary has. They really want to do cool things with it. So here, for example, on Stack Overflow, people asking for how they can parse Wiktionary because it's really hard. How they can get to that data in a machine-readable way to build tools and so on. Or here, a quick search on GitHub that shows you available parsers for Wiktionary that might work on one language for some words, but most of the time it's not a solution if you want to access data in all Wiktionaries, for example, or even in more than one. So I believe Wikidata can help with all of those. Just like we started doing that for Wikipedia and the other Wikimedia projects, and as we're doing for Wikimedia Commons in the future. By making structured lexicographical data available in Wiktionary, what do we get? Well, first of all, we can make it easier to contribute to Wiktionary, right? We can make it possible for different Wiktionary communities to share work together, just like we make it possible for the other Wikimedia projects already. new tools can be built that make it easier to contribute to Wiktionary in a way that is currently not possible, and thereby opening it up to new people who cannot or don't want to work with templates, for example, but who still have important knowledge to contribute. We can build dictionary applications. Right now, if you want a dictionary between, I don't know, Welsh and Kannada, that's really hard to find if it even exists. Once we have that in Wikidata, we can work towards getting that, and we can build such dictionaries even for languages that are currently not represented. We can build special purpose dictionaries, like rhyme dictionaries, for example, or dictionaries for specific purposes, like art, for example. We can help people build language learning tools. A long time ago, a friend of mine was maintaining an app for an open source project that helped people learn languages. And one of the hardest things he said to get people started was creating lessons for that program. And he started looking at Wiktionary for that and gave up pretty quickly because it was so hard to get to the data and build lessons from that. So in the future, that should be possible. Someone writing a language learning program should be able to just come to us and be able to query material for their lessons. We can do research on language. For example, asking questions around how language evolves over time, how language changes, or how language use is different across classes, and so on. Or how words change their meaning over time. We can support text analysis, like sentiment analysis, part of speech tagging, so figuring out what part of a sentence is what, and what it is talking about. We can support automated translations, especially in languages that currently are not supported by the tools that are available. And we can do that in an open way. And with that, I want to give a quick demo of where we currently are. With that, we've done some coding on that over the last month, actually a lot. if you want later, you can go to this demo system, but you can also come to me or anyone from the team. Actually, raise your hand if you've worked on that so people know who you are. People, it's not just Alexei. Yes, there. Okay, good. Thank you. So you can talk to those people and ask them also to walk you through it if you want a deeper demo of it. But let's take a look. For example, we have the German noun Leiter. And we will be able to indicate stuff like its morphology or its grammatical gender, what the gendered form of it, so in this case female, Leiterin is. We will have different forms of that word. So for example, there's Leiter, which is the nominative singular of that, and we could make statements like the pronunciation and syllabification, so how you partition the word. And of course, words have different forms. So we have Leiters here, which is the genitive singular of that word, or Leiterin, which is a nominative singular female for that. And last but not least, we have the senses here. So what kind of meanings does that word have? So It can, for example, mean a leader, or it can be an electrical conductor in this case. And we can have that in many different languages. And this way, as the screenshot by that Sandra showed of Lucas Street, we can indeed, for example, build a huge dictionary of pronunciation, audio, and much, much more. And I'm very excited about that, and I hope that you will help us with testing and feedback over the next month so that we can roll that out in 2018 and open up a new venture for Wikidata's data. Thank you very much. Do you have questions? Yes, there's questions there.
Actually, it's two questions.
Yes.
The first one is, if you go down to senses, possibly. Thanks. If I click on leader or conductor, where does it bring me?
In this case, it's a bit faked still. This is a demo.
Where will it take me?
Maybe Daniel wants to talk a bit about this part. Yes, you do.
Okay, in this case, it would take you to a Wikidata item. So the concept that is denoted by the word.
Thank you very much. And second brief question, it's for both you and Sandra. Is it possible to take your presentation, translate them, and adapt them to the contest just to spread the word?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I already knew the answer. I just wanted to just drop the idea to the others.
Yes, definitely. That would be very much appreciated. More questions? Oh, yeah.
Hi. So how well does the data model work with non-Latin languages or non-Western languages? Like, I think it's easy to forget about them in the first place, but in the end, it's very important to be inclusive for all languages.
Mm-hmm. That is indeed a big topic. The feedback we have so far, since none of us speak any of those languages, the feedback we have so far is yes, that it works, but we will have to see. Do you want to expand on that? One comment.
So most languages, also non-Western languages, still follow the same scheme of having some sort of written representation, having a spoken representation, and having different senses. Sorry. It's on. Yeah, I just have to yell. Sorry, my voice is a little... All right. I think the biggest challenge is Japanese, because you have different readings. So depending on how you pronounce something, the meaning changes. And we will probably model these as separate lexemes. As far as we know, that seems to work pretty well, but that is so far the biggest challenge. And hopefully we don't have to mess with the model to actually make it work.
There was another question over there. Yep.
So how deeply is this Wiktionary community involved in the process, or can it be the case like a Wiki species community which actually does not want any help, mm-hmm. or how is the situation here?
Right. So we have been talking to a lot of people who are active on Wiktionary. Some of them are excited about what this will bring. Some of them have very strong feelings about that. In that, yes. Oh, that's okay. I'm fine with that. In that, they find it very hard to see how Wikidata can support their current work and how language can be put into Wikidata. And I hope that with more demos and so on, we can get much more of their feedback and tweak it and make it work for them as well. Yeah. So if anyone here is active on Wiktionary, I would love to talk to you after this. Yeah.
I would like to understand a little how it appears from the wiki data side. Mm-hmm. How do I see the lexeme world from a concept in Wikidata?
So the idea is that it will be a new entity type next to items and properties. And other than that, be integrated just like entities and items and properties. Yeah, and they can be connected through statements and so on. More questions?
Did you reach out to any language scientists or other people who've been doing this for a long time to see if we are not making a lot of beginner's mistakes?
Yes. So when we started thinking about this, which was like 3-4 years ago by now, so pretty early in Wikidata's life, we looked at a lot of the existing work in this area. So for example, Lemon and WordNet and some of these, and looked at what works there, what doesn't, analyze that, and also talked to a lot of people working on these, and also people who study languages and know a lot about the details of that. And the feedback we got was, yes, that's, this model should work, and they are excited about it. So,
yeah, we tried, of course, to learn from what is already there and talk to the people who have studied it. In the end, though, this model again is a compromise similar to what we see on Wikidata items. The model has to be simple enough to be so people can edit it in a casual way, right? If you're trying to use a model that is very strict, like I don't know the Ontolex models you get for RDF, well, then it becomes very hard to edit something like that, right? You change one thing and you have to change 25 other things to maintain consistency. So it is a compromise, and it is basically a translation of these concepts we see in these standards to the soft semantic world of Wikidata.
More questions?
What about the future of Wiktionary in itself? Will it be linked, or it will be stopped or something?
I hope it will not be stopped.
Yeah,
no.
But what I mean is it like structured comments plus right. Wikidata, or is it?
So I envision it in a similar way as Wikipedia now, right? Each Wiktionary can decide how much and in which way they will want to use that data and integrate it in their articles. And obviously I hope that it will be adopted a lot, and that it will be helpful for them, and that it will help spread their knowledge to more people. But at the end of the day, it's up to them to decide how they use it. No more questions? Oh, yep. Do you want to read it?
Somebody's asking, under which license will be released contributions to this project?
Mm-hmm. So that's an undecided question, but I can tell you what my strong opinion on that is, which is that Wikidata is licensed under CC0, and that has brought us a lot of good things. Because it made reusing our data hassle-free. People don't have to worry if they use our data. In what ways that could backfire on them, let's say like that. And I strongly believe that if we want our data to be used, that's the way to go. But at the end of the day, it's not only my decision. So we will have to have that conversation. No, I think you need a microphone for the camera.
Some of the concepts in linguistics like lexemes are not known to everybody. So I think it's very important that we have very good documentation, not just of what we're doing on Wikidata, but what the concepts are.
Yeah.
Because otherwise a lot of well-intentioned editors will arrive and make changes that will cause problems.
Yeah.
So how can we ensure that that happens, given that nobody likes writing documentation?
That is an excellent question. Well, we will definitely try to support people in writing that that documentation, but we will need help. So if anyone is a good documentation writer and feels like they can contribute to this, we're happy to provide input and support for that. How do we make people read it? That's a whole different story.
Yeah, it would be good if some very basic just help functions would be in the interface itself, like what is this?
Yeah.
What should you do here?
Yeah.
That makes people read it at least the first time.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Are you happy that it addresses all major language groups?
Sorry?
Are there language groups, maybe East Asian, where you need more work, more help to get the design in a state where it covers them?
Right. So I'd definitely love to hear from more people who speak Chinese, for example, because those are the languages that are definitely different and that no one on the team speaks. So yeah, that would be very, very helpful.
So my favorite missing language group, I think, is sign languages.
Yes.
But that is going to be a whole new challenge.
I think we're not quite there yet.
10 years.
10 years. Hopefully not. But yeah, that is indeed another challenge to tackle. All right. More questions? Thank you very much.